Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, today I would like to talk about Britain's psychologically rather fascinating new Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer. And what I am particularly fascinated by is the extent to which he appears to have almost no sense of self, no boundaries, that he is in many ways psychologically a kind of broken man. And the reason for this is that he has, it seems, been heavily parentalised. And there is nothing more likely to mess you up psychologically than being parentalised. Before I go into this, could you please subscribe? Could you possibly subscribe here on YouTube? And could you subscribe on my Substack, jollyheretic.com, where I put all of the most based content, all of the spiciest stuff that I daren't put on YouTube, where I have in-person interviews with all kinds of fascinating people and movies I make and stuff like this, and where if you value what I do, you can support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. So, Keir Starmer. There was a recent fascinating interview with him in The Guardian in which he showed essentially no sense of introspection, no sense of self-comprehension, no sense of having grappled with and understood, as it were, the dark side of himself so that he could better control his darker impulses and thus be a more pro-social and socially successful human being. It was extremely telling. In this interview, he was asked, "Are you an optimist or a pessimist?" He said, "I've never really thought about it." He said that, "I don't dream." Now, I don't believe that for a second. I think he does dream, but he suppresses that information for reasons that we will look at in a minute. He said he wasn't scared of anything when he was a child. He was scared of nothing. He had no phobias. He didn't have a favourite novel or a favourite poem, as though he didn't permit himself to be moved. He avoided anything that might cause him to engage in introspection and think about the nature of himself and think about and grapple with strong, with profound emotions. He said that he just sort of ploughs on. Interesting metaphor, as if life is something, a very boring farm, and it's about farming. It's not about the beautiful things like wild flowers or the trees or whatever. It's just about growing the corn and ploughing through. He said, "I am self-aware enough not to go down those side alleys or to have that conversation with myself about these things," or something to that effect. Now, that's interesting that he talks about potentially dark aspects of himself as side alleys. They're not roads. They put in mind something dark, something behind the houses, you know, something where bad people hang out, something where it's overgrown and where you have to be a bit careful at night time. That is the way he sees thinking about himself. He also noted, and I think this was very telling, that there wasn't in his words, there wasn't much space. The space for being essentially emotional when he was at home was quite limited. And he reacted to things in a different way from his sister. His sister expresses herself emotionally, but he doesn't. He talked about the fact that his mother, Jo, had a certain warmth to her and could help him. But she also had Still's disease, which is a crippling form of arthritis. And basically, he stated that he's a political robot and that any kind of expression of emotion is very much off limits. And the only time that in this interview, the interviewer managed to get him to express emotion was when he stated that it was lovely to have his own dog when he was a child. Now, he also made the point, which I thought was very, very interesting, that when he went on holiday with his mother, you couldn't really do things like go to the beach or have fun. It was all based around her arthritis and her inability to move about. His mother had to be looked after from an early age, including by him. Now, this is where it gets interesting. What is parentalization? Parentalization occurs, essentially, when a child is forced to engage in activities which are inappropriate for its age. This is often things like having to look after another sibling because the sibling is mentally or physically disabled, or more likely, having to look after a parent who is mentally ill, has mental health problems, or a parent who has physical problems or a combination of the two. And because the family can't cope very well, because of the nature of this mentally unstable parent or this physically ill parent, they are forced, essentially, to farm out responsibilities for looking after the parent to one of the children. Imagine being a 4 or 5 year old child and being told that by mother that be careful around daddy, be careful what you say around daddy. Daddy's going through one of his bad phases where he feels bad, where he feels depressed. So be careful what you say around him and try not to upset him. Well, you shouldn't say that to a child. The parent should try not to upset the child, not the other way round. You are forcing the child to engage in adult activity, which is beyond it, which is difficult for it, which is overwhelming. You should be creating a secure and loving situation for the child in which the child can be a child, in which the child can experiment, in which the child can experiment with extreme emotions, in which the child can get to know itself via experimentation. And you should be there as a blanket to look after it. And that is not what you're doing. Now, what that means, if you put a child in that situation, if you basically say to a child, as it seems was said to Keir, mummy is disabled, you have to look after mummy, help mummy out, do this for mummy, do that for mummy, try not to stress mummy out, try not to make mummy get too tired, all of this sort of thing, you are putting this young child in charge of its mother, which is a complete inversion of what is supposed to happen. This is very difficult for the child, and the child can feel extremely overwhelmed by this. It doesn't understand what is going on. It doesn't understand why these things are happening. It can't make sense of the situation. It needs to be looked after by mummy, but it is looking after mummy. Now, this can cause it to perceive the world as a harsh, unstable, unpredictable place. Which can in turn cause it to develop a strong sense of anxiety, a strong sense that it can't control the world, a strong sense that it is not in charge of the world, a strong sense of really not knowing what its place is in the world. And this can mean that such people, when they are put under a great deal of pressure, can sort of flip out, basically, and deal with the pressure by attacking the world as though the world is a kind of enemy, by becoming almost psychotic as a way of stopping the world from attacking it, as a way of pushing the world away, a kind of borderline psychosis, if you will. Secondly, such children will learn to suppress emotion. They will be told by the father, let's say in this case, don't get mummy upset, don't get mummy too stressed, don't get mummy too overwhelmed. And they will be told that it is good, it is grown up of them, it is right of them, it is emotion, it is rewarding for them to suppress emotion, to not say how they feel, to not articulate how they feel, to not get other people stressed, to basically live for someone else. The result of that is that the child won't know how to create boundaries. It won't know, it won't develop the ability to say, no, I don't like this. No, don't do this to me. No, this is too much. Because other people will have to allow somebody else, i.e. the mother or the father, to completely dictate how it lives. So this means that in future life, it will have difficulty with boundaries. It has been taught that there is nothing more important than it should please people. It should not look out for its own interests. It should not look out for its own feelings. This is then a serious problem. And such people, therefore, do not, because they have no boundaries themselves, they are not very good at telling people, no, you are crossing a boundary, you are doing something I don't want. The same people will attract people who are kind of exploitative of it, and they will then shy away, interestingly, from intimacy with other people, from expressing intimacy with other people, because they will feel overwhelmed, they will feel anxious in the presence of other people, because they haven't learnt how to maintain their own boundaries, and therefore they will easily let people cross their boundaries. They won't be able to express that this is a problem, because they have been taught to do so, because they've always lived for other people. And so the result is that when a person does become genuinely intimate with them, they won't be able to articulate exactly how they feel. They will become overwhelmed. They will even fear that this person will abandon them because they have learnt to approach the world in an anxious, uncertain way, and this will overwhelm them and they will push the person away. It's rather like borderline personality disorder, which I've discussed in other videos. Another problem with this is that, in a sense, they will lack self-awareness. They have been taught that you must suppress your emotions. You must suppress how you feel. You are the parent. You, little child, are the parent of mummy. You are in charge of mummy. Keep your feelings in.
Are you ready for the future of the West?